FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVU News Time 826, Newsmaker 2 time here today with St. Mark's Lutheran Pastor Ken Happel joining us here on the KVU. I would say the KVU Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, but he is right
there. He's in studio.
Ready to rock and roll, and let us know about Rodden for JC this weekend.
Pastor Kent, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good to see you. How have you been?
Doing all right. Trying to behave.
Well, it's time to let it loose here this Sunday, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we've got the Rodden for JC vehicle show. Well, tell us what's going to be going on.
Well, we have the car show from 3 to 6. There's food. There's games for kids, cake walk, homemade ice cream, cornhole tournament, all kinds of stuff to do.
Boy, I guess. And you mentioned vehicle show registration on site, register day of?
Register day of, okay. Free will offering for donation for the registration fee.
So do you have different vehicle categories?
Yeah, we have a number of different categories. We have 49 and older cars, trucks, 50 to 89 cars, trucks, 90 and newer cars, trucks, Survivor, and this is a vehicle that has not been restored or rotted. And then we have special interest for tractors, bikes, motorcycles, rat rods, just about anything else fits into that category.
Okay.
How soon do we need to register, or is this all done on site?
Do it day of, so people can start showing up around 2:30, and we should have stuff ready to go.
All right, so the vehicle show, 3 until 6. What about, talk about the Hot Wheel races?
Hot Wheel races. How could I forget Hot Wheel races? That is a growing thing. We have Hot Wheel races for four different categories. We have first and second place trophies for 5 and under, 6 to 10, 11 to 16, and then we just have a first place trophy for 17 and over.
Cool deal.
And we have Hot Wheels for the kids if they don't bring them. If the adults want to race, they need to bring their own car.
Okay.
We can hang with that. Before we start diving more into the show itself, what makes the Hot Wheels side of things becoming increasingly popular from what you've seen? Kind of a way for parents to connect with their kids, or other factors?
I'm not really sure. For outside of the Flatlanders car show, the last two shows that we've done and we raced, the adults had more people than the kids did.
Yeah,
so that was unique.
Why am I not surprised by that?
So, I don't know what it is. We all grew up, or most of us grew up with Hot Wheels, and you know, it's just fun.
Yeah. So, tell us about the racetrack. How's that set up?
Racetrack has automatic start. We just flip a button; both cars take off at the same time, and then we have electronic finish line for them. That flashes for the winner.
That sounds high tech.
Yeah, it's better than using my eyes.
A lot of fun. So, yeah, get the kids and adults out for the Hot Wheel races, a part of St. Mark's Rodden for JC vehicle show. What? How many years now?
This is number 4.
Yeah, and you're raising proceeds for what service projects?
We're
doing
random acts of kindness throughout Emporia area. This last year we did Spartan Shop.
Okay.
And then we also did, I think, Shiloh House.
Okay.
I can't remember for sure. We have someone else who spearheads that.
Yeah, that Spartan part Stomp of stuff. Up at Emporia High School, but they do great work there. So, and you mentioned, homemade ice cream, so food is a part of this, right?
Food is a part of this. We have a cook-off where different people provide 8 to 10 pounds of smoked meat, and then we have three judges that'll judge that. And people who come can take their choice of meat. We have chips, beans, cookies, and water.
Okay.
Outstanding. And you have your judging panel set for that, right?
Judging panel is set. Your own Tegan has been a judge all 4 years. Mm-hmm. We have Bishop Candia, Susan Candia. She's the bishop of the Central State Synod. She'll be joining us for the second time. And then Aaron Lucas will be our third judge, and he's president of the Emporia Flatland Cruisers this year.
All right, so let's see, Cornhole Tournament too.
Cornhole Tournament, cost for that is $5 per team, and the winning team gets half of the proceeds, half of the registration fee.
Okay, and the vehicle show itself is kind of that's the main factor of the show, and that's been growing over the years, hasn't it?
It has. We were just over 50 last year.
Wow.
So hopefully we'll grow again this year.
It looks like Sunday's going to be a nice day.
A beautiful day from what I understand.
Yeah, low 80s right now. We'll take that after digits, right?
Yeah, last week I was not looking forward to the show.
You know, Pastor, we've talked in meetings past and in the interviews past about, you know, just kind of the outreach element that is with this event now. We've talked about your specific joy when it comes to cars because you've got a number of vehicles that you've been helping, you know, to work on or own. But what is it from your perspective here about what makes you so pleased to be able to offer this to the community as a whole? Let me just ask you that.
I just enjoy cars, and so I think it's a unique way for the church to get out into the community. I mean, when you talk about a church ministry or church activity, probably one of the furthest things from your mind is a car show. And I know when it first came up that first year, we had people in the church, it's like, why are we doing a car show? And, you know, after the first one, it's like, well, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it draws people, brings people together, whether they're church people, community people, non-church people. You know, it's just a way for us to gather together, enjoy some cars, but also do ministry together.
And have a cakewalk.
Have a cakewalk. Where can you get a cake for 50 cents?
Man, oh man, see, ooh. You know,
50,
we mentioned
50 cents a round.
We're mentioning, you know, there's so many activities we're having around here that's really says Americana, and nothing says Americana too like a cakewalk.
Yep.
You know? They've been going on forever.
They have.
Loving those. So, and a 50-50 drawing happening?
50-50 drawings going on. We have silent auction items. We have raffle items. So we got a variety of things for everyone.
And this is all this Sunday, St. Mark's Lutheran Church here in Emporia, 1508 West 12th, 3 until 6. Going to be a beautiful Sunday afternoon. So be a part of the vehicle show. Register that day on site. For a free will donation, St. Mark's Lutheran Church. And we can't let you get away here, Pastor Kent, without talking about the senior meals. Are they still going well?
They are. We had 112.
Wow.
Whoa. This last time. So looking forward to continuing with that. I think our next one is next Wednesday.
Yeah, first and third Wednesdays of each month. So, yeah, it'll be the first one in July, and you've got a perfect timed menu for next Wednesday.
Well, that was planned.
Yes.
Not by me.
And that would mean burgers and brats.
Oh, there you have it.
You know, on 4th of July Eve.
So, yep. Should be good food.
Yeah, seniors age 60 plus, first and third Wednesdays, only $5. Call and just make your reservation. You can call the church at 342-5850, and you can call between 9 and noon. Weekday mornings, make your reservations for your meal at least one day in advance. But we're glad these have been going well, and the food has been absolutely awesome. And we can attest to that here.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate the food deliveries every first and third Wednesday up here.
You're very welcome.
So we're glad it's going well, and we're glad that there's a lot of people taking advantage of this. So it's a great service to the community. Great idea.
Yeah, we enjoy doing it.
All right, so we hope a lot of people turn out. St. Mark's Vehicle Show, Rodden for JC this Sunday, 3 to 6. Did we miss anything? Anything else we need to cover here?
Not that I can think of.
Well, thanks for all you do.
Pastor, yeah. Thanks much.
Yep, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you stopping up here. Pastor Ken Happel, St. Mark's Lutheran Church, the Vehicle Show, annual Vehicle Show this Sunday, 3 until 6. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. Good morning, it's 836.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court will hand down some of the 12 decisions still left from this term.
The biggest case of the year, Donald Trump's claim that he is absolutely immune from criminal prosecution for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election, including January 6th, because Trump argues presidents cannot be prosecuted for actions they took while in office, and he says what he did were official actions.
ABC's Terry Moran at the High Court. Also still to come, a case on whether doctors can be prosecuted when they perform an abortion to save the health of the mother. President Biden pardoning thousands of service members